So let's review. Gufa, we go back to define a mavi that can become permitted by a lechi or kara, in which the Gemara cites three opinions. Rav Amar, ein mavi nitr b'lechi v'kara, at shiyu batim v'chatzeres p'suchin l'teichai. Rav holds that a lechi or kara permits only a mavi which has multiple chatzeres, at least two, which each have multiple houses, at least two, opening into it. Shmuel Amar, afel abayis echad v'chatzer achas. Shmuel holds that even one chatzer, which has only one house, and one additional house that opens directly to the mavi is sufficient. Rabbi Yochanan Amar afil chorva. Rabbi Yochanan holds that one chatzah with one house and even one ruin which opens directly into the mavi is sufficient. However, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that if a shvil shel krum, a path to a vineyard, opens into the mavi in place of the chorva, it would not be eligible for a lechi v'kara. D'lo chaz l'dira. The shvil shel krum is not at all usable as a living space, while a chorva is somewhat usable as a living space. Yosef Rabbruna v'kamal hoshmaita. When Rabbruna repeated Shmuel's opinion, Rabbi Elazar cannot believe that Shmuel was so lenient. Rabbi Elazar went to Shmuel and asked him, "V'hamahu da'amar ein lona be'ervin el klashay mishnaseinu." But you, the master, said that the only acceptable leniencies in Hilchas Ervin are the ones explicit in the Mishnah, and our Mishnah clearly refers to multiple chatzeres in the Mavi. Ishtik. Shmuel did not answer. At first, the Gemara tries to prove, "Lekibla minei." Shmuel did not retract because of this challenge, since he permitted the Mavi where Avis Ba'ihi lived, which had only one chatzar, that of Avis, and one house, which was a shul with an adjoining apartment, apparently indicating that Shmuel stood by his original position. However, the Gemara says, Lo elu em lecha kibla mineh. Shmuel did accept the challenge and retracted his position in favor of Rav. However, in this case, the chazan of the shul would eat his meals at his home in another chatzar and sleep in the shul. Since Shmuel held that Mokum Lina Garm, where one sleeps defines his residence, the shul building, which was considered a regular chatzar with two homes, the shul and the adjoining apartment, and the chatzar of Avers and others, made this a legitimate mavi, even according to Rav. After Shmuel died, Rav Anna took down the lechi, because the chazan had stopped sleeping in the shul, leaving that chatzar with just one home. Avers Bar-Ihi was upset about this, because he was under the mistaken impression that Shmuel holds Mokum Pita Garm, where the chazan eats defines his residence. So when Shmuel permitted the mavi, he did so even though there is only one real residence in the chatzar of the shul. The shul, the apartment, is not considered a residence. Therefore, he found it objectionable that Rav Anna would undo what Shmuel did. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, mavi should tzide echad oivik achavim v'tzide echad Yisrael. If a mavi has a chatzah with a Jewish home in it on one side, and a chatzah with a non-Jewish home on the other side, and the Jewish home was connected to additional Jewish homes that do not open into the chatzah, we cannot join in an Erev those Jewish homes with the Jewish home in the chatzar to allow them to carry in the mavi via the windows that connect the homes. The Gemara points out, had Rav issued this ruling regarding a mavi only, we might have thought that his reasoning is, Diras evi kachavim lo yishma dira. The residence of a non-Jew is not considered a separate residence. Therefore, this mavi has only one chatzar, that of the Jew, and is not eligible for a shituf. However, in a case where a Jew and a non-Jew share a chatzar with the same setup, Rav would allow joining the Jewish homes in an Erev to allow them to carry through the chatzar. However, once Rabbi Yosef informed us that Rav held that even in the chatzar we cannot join the various Jewish homes, time of the Rav de Kosava also lasses Yachid ben Mokum Oibikachav. Rav's reasoning must be that it is also to make it comfortable for a lone Jew to share a mavi or chatzar with a non-Jew, Gzerish Meyil Mememaisim, so that he does not learn from his ways. Permitting the use of the chatzar or mavi by the Jews of the other side would allow him to feel secure in sharing the mavi or chatzar with a non-Jew by himself. Therefore, Rav did not allow an Erev in this situation, both in the mavi and in the chatzar.